I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. The high school spring sports schedule continues today. River Valley tries to make it 2-0 on the young soccer season when they host Galena East Dubuque. 5 o'clock start time at Mueller Pitch this afternoon at River Valley Stadium. Reedsburg will play soccer at Lodi, Arcadia Independence at Adams Friendship, Sparta at Mauston, Dodgeville Mineral Point at Lake Mills. Baraboo plays at West Salem in soccer. Softball, Prairie du Chien is at Barneveld. Riverdale opens up the SWAL at Boscobel. Mineral Point at Darlington. Kickapoo at Hillsboro. Brookwood at Mauston. Portage at Reedsburg. Lancaster at River Ridge. Baraboo at Sauk Prairie. Iowa Grant at Southwestern. And Westby at Viroqua Youth Initiative as well. Fenimore at Cuba City. And Weston at DeSoto today. A part of the Ridge and Valley getting underway today with games. Several baseball and softball outings. The Silver Eagles at the Pirates. Larry Villiard taking over with the Weston softball program this year, and he'll be coaching today at DeSoto. Also, Weston baseball playing there, and some real key conference games to open up the league. Wazika Steuben at Lafarge, North Crawford at Kickapoo, and Ithaca plays at Seneca in baseball and softball. Bulldog baseball coach Danny Clary talked to me this week about the Ridge and Valley Baseball Conference and how it's shaping up.
I tell you what, it's going to be, I think, a lot like the 2022 season, where it's really can come down to that last game of the year between with about four, potentially five teams that are in the mix. Because I know Weston has an incredibly good team this year. And then you have, of course, DeSoto and Seneca. And there's going to be some other teams, I think, are on the rise. So we're going to have our hands full every night, which is going to be beautiful, you know, in the end of things when being tested every day is just, it just helps. It really helps the team out. So we're looking forward to it.
Ithaca baseball coach Dan Clary. Columbus plays at River Valley for the Blackhawks baseball home opener today, and Riverdale opens up the season with Cashton today. The Chieftains will then play their conference opener with the SWAL member Iowa Grant Panthers tomorrow afternoon. Hillsboro is at Barneveld and Dodgeville at Highland today in both baseball and softball. The Ithaca JV baseball team makes up a game that was postponed on Tuesday. They're at Iowa Grant this evening. The Richland Center baseball team lost 16-1 yesterday to a private school at the Missouri Classic. And according to Coach Ryan Lemke, 7 of the 9 starters for the team they played yesterday are college-bound baseball players. He says they're getting better and they are learning. And he also had the chance to take the juniors and seniors on a behind-the-scenes tour of the Mizzou baseball facilities in Missouri. So they got a chance to see the locker rooms and the fields. Pretty impressive for the Hornet baseball team. They'll play again today and tomorrow before returning home. The first games in Wisconsin coming up at the end of next week. It's also been announced by the Richland Center Sports Boosters that Sting Night will be held Saturday night, April 26th, the Hall of Fame and College Signing Night. So they're hoping a lot of folks will show up and be a part of that evening. They'll be honoring past Hornets and a team again this year. So going into the Hornet Hall of Fame officially will be Brian Strang, Bruce Wilson, and Greg Vitesnik, along with Richard Dick Newman. And they'll be honoring the 1983 Class B state champion girls track team. All a part of the festivities during Sting Night, Saturday night, April 26th. Merchants Bowling League, series high last night. Walsh's Ace Hardware, 27.89. Good Enough, 27.88. And Gauger's Salvage, 27.80. Team game honors, Walsh's Ace Hardware, a 9.80 and a 9.78. And Good Enough, a 9.75. Top series, Isaac Davison, 7.13. Matt Fargin, 7.05. Nate Peck, a 6.74. Top game, Jason Gerner, a 247, Isaac Davison, a 246, and Josh Hassel, a 244 in the Merchants Bowling League. The Brewers edged Kansas City 3-2 in 11 innings on Wednesday afternoon when the winning run came in on Bryce Terang's bunt. When Oliver Dunn crossed the plate, Milwaukee had its second win. Starter Freddie Peralta limited the Royals to two hits and a run in eight innings, and Jared Koenig got the win in relief during that contest yesterday. For the Brewers, a big win, and Bryce Durang was happy to be a part of it. He says it was a team effort.
It feels good. You know, everybody in this locker room would say everyone's trying to do that. You know, everybody's trying to end the game or win for the team. So we were in that situation because of our pitching staff keeping us to a one-run game through the ninth and, you know, kept us in the game. So that's a big piece of it.
And manager Pat Murphy says the team has stayed with it.
He set the tone for everybody else. Even though we struck out 16 times, we left 14 guys on base, that's not ideal, you know. But we came out on top because of that resiliency.
His manager talking about Freddie Peralta. Jackson Churio knocked in a pair of runs with a home run in the first inning and a double in the 10th. Left-hander Nestor Cortes tries to totally redeem himself after a rough start in New York. He'll be taking on the Reds in that opener of the four-game series tonight in Milwaukee. Elsewhere in interleague play, Texas won nothing over Cincinnati. Pittsburgh beat Tampa Bay 4-2. St. Louis 12-5 over the Angels. Toronto 4, Washington 2. The Cubs beat the Athletics 10-2. San Diego 5, Cleveland 2. San Francisco 6-3 over Houston. Arizona 4, and the Yankees 3. In the National League, the Mets 6-5 over Miami. Philadelphia 5, Colorado 1. The Dodgers 6, Atlanta 5. In the American League, Minnesota 6 and the White Sox 1. Seattle 3-2 over Detroit. Boston 3-0 over Baltimore. Bucks guard Damian Lillard could return to teams sooner than later. It looks like ESPN is reporting the NBA All-Star is hoping to get cleared for basketball activities in the next few weeks. Lillard hasn't played since he was diagnosed with deep vein thrombosis. Doctors said he has a blood clot in his right calf. The problem can be life-threatening. Lillard has been receiving blood-thinning meds. One NFL expert says the Packers are a team on the cusp of greatness. A power ranking published by the NFL Spin Zone says Green Bay is eighth in the league and second in the NFC North. Analyst Lou Scattaglia says the Pack could absolutely win the division. Leadership is a factor in the high ranking. Matt LaFleur is one of the best coaches in pro football, and Jordan Love is considered to be one of the top 10 quarterbacks. One thing is for sure, the tush push is still up in the air. Here is the Packers' Mark Murphy talking about that subject.
The two main priorities were number one was safety. And in terms of safety, there haven't been that many plays, so there wasn't a lot of injury data, but it was a very small sample size. And I was really moved by Alan Sills, the chief medical officer. He felt very strongly that it was just a question of when there would be a catastrophic injury with this.
That's an update on sports. I'm Phil Nee.